14 lights. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Who are the 14 infallibles? The 14 infallibles are very special people chosen by Allah. Allah loves them because they always do the right thing and help teach us how to be good and learn about Allah. They are Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, the last prophet sent by Allah. Lady Fatima alayha salam, the daughter of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, very kind and pure. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the cousin and son-in-law of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, very brave and wise. Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam, the eldest son of Imam Ali and Lady Fatima alayhim as-salam, known for his generosity. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, the younger son of Imam Ali and Lady Fatima alayhim as-salam, known for being very brave. Imam Ali Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, the son of Imam Husayn alayhi salam, who loved Allah very much. Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam, the son of Imam Ali Zainul Abidin, very knowledgeable. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, the son of Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, taught many people. Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam, the son of Imam Ja'far alayhi salam, very patient. Imam Ali al-Ridha alayhi salam, the son of Imam Musa alayhi salam, very kind. Imam Muhammad al-Jawad alayhi salam, the son of Imam Ali al-Ridha alayhi salam, very wise. Imam Ali al-Hadi alayhi salam, the son of Imam Muhammad al-Jawad alayhi salam, a great leader. Imam al-Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam, the son of Imam Ali al-Hadi alayhi salam, very special. Imam Muhammad al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, wa alayhi salam, the last Imam, who will come back one day and bring peace and justice. All of the 14 infallibles were perfect and had all the good qualities, but each one is especially remembered for certain special traits because of the different things that happened in their lives. The 14 lights guide us to be good, honest, and loving. They help us understand Allah better and show us how to live good lives. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The first infallible, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi was the last messenger sent by Allah to guide people to be kind, truthful, and to worship only one God. He was born in the holy city of Mecca and always showed good manners even as a child. He cared for the poor, loved children, and treated everyone fairly. Allah chose him to bring the message of Islam, and he taught people about peace, prayer, and helping others. After the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, his cousin and son-in-law Imam Ali alayhi salam was chosen by Allah to lead the people. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, his life is a shining example of kindness, honesty, and love for all. And now for a story from the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi and the children. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi loved children very much. He was so kind that he would play with them even if he was very important and busy. One day, the Prophet was walking to the mosque to lead the prayer. On the way, he saw some children playing. When the children saw him, they ran to him and said, "Be our camel, be our camel." they wanted to play and pretend that he was a camel. Even though people were waiting for him at the mosque, the Prophet smiled and started playing with the children. He let them climb on him and made them happy. Bilal, who was waiting at the mosque, saw that the Prophet was late. He came looking for him and saw him playing with the kids. Bilal wanted to send the children away, but the Prophet said, "Making children sad is worse than being late for prayer." Then the Prophet told Bilal, "Go to my house and bring something for the children." Bilal went and found some walnuts. He brought them back, and the Prophet said to the children, "Will you sell your camel for these walnuts?" The children were happy and took the walnuts. Then they let the Prophet go to the mosque. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Muhammadin wa Alihi.